Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
Good morning.
It is a good morning.
Guys, we're recording on Monday morning, which means we actually can say happy national leave the office early day.
I'm out of here. No.
We are in my office. So if you're listening to this and you're in an office,
go.
You get to leave.
Leave.
It's a national holiday.
Say.
I am exercising my rights.
All Things Internet said we could go.
Hey, it's a holiday. Also, happy Pride Month. June is Pride Month. Get some. I don't know what that meant.
Rachel!
It's my way of saying, like, yeah, go woohoo. Sorry. I guess get some might have been sexual. Happy Pride Month, guys. All right. Let's move on to the news of the day. So, the YouTube gaming app is shutting down.
But really? No.
I didn't know there was a YouTube gaming app.
Oh, I thought you meant like gamers can't post on YouTube.
No, like there's a separate app for YouTube gaming, apparently. I have no idea. I've never heard of this before in my life. I mean, I know there's like Twitch, which is a whole other platform and has nothing to do with YouTube.
No.
And I know that there are gamers on YouTube, but I didn't know there was a gaming app on YouTube.
Neither did I.
Well, so that's apparently shutting down to create a newer hub.
Oh.
I didn't know.
We're not gamers, so.
We aren't gamers.
We could ask Trent. He'd know.
Does he? Trent knows Nintendo.
But he knows other things. He knows what's happening. He's on the up and up.
Because like, I feel what's like happening. Gaming world is so intense. It's all those like shooting terrible.
He doesn't play those games, though.
I know he doesn't. He plays Nintendo, which is like Super Mario, Sonic, Smash Bros.
Yeah.
He doesn't play like Fortnite.
No.
Exactly. So I don't know if he's up with all that business.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Speaking of getting rid of things, Apple is apparently getting rid of iTunes.
I saw that. What happens to my iTunes that I bought?
Like, okay, apparently they're replacing it with a different app created by Bloomberg, but like there's not much information. Everyone's really confused. Like, does this mean Apple Music goes away? What about what happens to the music I've already purchased?
Yeah, right.
And I think Rachel. Apple well iTunes is just very confusing. It used to be really simple.
Yes,
back in my day.
Yeah.
When it like was first created, it was pretty simple. And I feel like it just kind of got more and more confusing.
Yeah.
And then Apple Music, they combined it with Apple Music. And I think that's what they're trying to get rid of, how it's combined together.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally just figured out, okay, I've had Apple Music for a really long time because Matt likes to stream music, and we did do Spotify, but I never cared. And I'm just like, I buy the music. I was like, that's my way of supporting an artist. If I like it, I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to admit, I had many, many years of stealing songs,
mm-hmm.
and I felt bad about that. So I'm trying to purchase everything now. And Matt was like, I'm not going to do Spotify. Let's switch to Apple Music. And so you can have it too, because we can have like a family thing.
Mm.
So we got Apple Music. I still never used it, and I was still buying songs when apparently I could get them all for free because I was already paying.
Oh.
So I literally just figured out how to download the music.
And now they're changing it on you.
And now they're freaking changing it.
They heard you figured it out, and they went, nope, that can't happen.
I feel like one of those old people who just figures out how to take a picture on their iPhone, and then it all changes, and
welcome
you can't figure
to my world. Welcome to my world.
So that's happening. I think it's they wanted Apple Music to be its own entity, and I think it's going to be like the same as iTunes, but they're just having a different place create it. I don't really know, and maybe it's so it can go. I'm hoping it's an app that can be downloaded for Androids, Google phones, and iPhones.
That'd be nice.
I think that would be quite genius, but I don't think they'd do that because then that people would be able to switch from an iPhone to like an Android.
Oh, yeah.
So that wouldn't be like, because obviously that would not be smart business wise for Apple, but it would be smart for like consumers. It'd be nice. My mom is patting my dog very strangely at the moment. She stopped.
He liked it.
He did like it. So anyway, that's happening. Everyone's very, very confused. And
well,
I don't.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Wait and see.
Mom, you know this answer, but I don't know if you know that you know it. What comes out tomorrow?
Netflix special.
Yes!
I was haters. I was going to say haters back off, but it's Colleen's
live show Netflix special. Mom, your phone is not on silent.
I forgot.
Who texted you? You can look at it.
Dad, can you talk now?
Okay, tell him no.
I gotta know.
I will tell
podcasting.
I'll tell the world this. So Colleen's Netflix special comes out tomorrow, obviously on Netflix. They went and they filmed one of her live shows when she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very funny. I am in it.
You are.
I got to do it with her. It's me and Corey. I am in the trailer. So this is all about me. Watch it to support me. No, it's really great. So if you've never been able to see her live or you have seen her live, this show is slightly different. They had to change some stuff just because of, you know, copyright stuff. Yep. But so if you've never got to see her show or you've just seen it on like fuzzy live streams that people, which is cool that people post that.
Yeah.
Because she encourages everyone to take pictures and videos and stuff.
Yeah.
But so if you get to watch it and it's really cool. It's really, really, really well done.
Yeah.
I dance in it again. Back to me. yeah. So that happened. But then also last night was her first live show back after giving birth. So
and it's a whole new show.
It's a whole new show. And it's amazing. I had usually I'm a little involved in like I see her process of making the show and like
I saw it.
I'm usually kind of in some parts. I went in completely blind for this one. I've been busy. She's been busy. I haven't been at her house a lot, so I didn't get to see her creative process for anything. I didn't know any of the new songs. I didn't know anything. I just knew like this like the theme around the whole night. I was blown away. I was dying in the wings. I was laughing. And oh, I'm so sad for you guys because Parker did a bit and no one's ever going to see it again because he's only in LA. But his bit killed me.
It was amazing.
It was just genius. It was all genius. But there were so many parts that just blew me away. I was shocked. She does a song as herself that, oh my God, she kills it. Like, I forgot how well she can sing.
For real. Yeah.
For real. For real. Like, because
for what college was for.
Yes. For all of those thousands of dollars paid. She finally shows you guys what she's capable of.
Well, no, that comes out throughout the whole show, though.
It does. It does. Obviously, no. She's creative and talented through the whole thing.
Yeah.
But she has a phenomenal voice. And I think she hides that a lot because she's so engulfed in humor that she doesn't like to show how talented she is in that realm. She shows you her comedy talents all the time, but her singing abilities are mind-blowing, and she finally shows you guys some of that.
But how she does it is
amazing. How she does it is also very humorous.
Yeah, that's right.
The show is genius. It's funny.
It's great.
There's also like if you've seen her old shows, there's a little bit of like she kind of brings a few little bits
just tiny bits because you go
just so you can be like oh yeah I know that one. It's like just kind of for like that she's a mega fan that's like oh there it is but the most like 90% of the show is all brand new.
Oh, it's amazing.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Eric's in it. Corey's in it. My cousin Andrew
he's in it.
I couldn't go on these tours with her, so I won't be at any of the shows. So she needed another person that she could rely on to go on stage.
And Andrew's killer at doing his job, man.
I did not think he could move like that. He was there's this part where he dances, he does this step thing, and he was on it. He was in sync with Corey. I was dying. There was one part where Corey messed up the dance and Andrew didn't. I was dead. I was like, Andrew was meant for this. But the whole thing's great. Oh, Blaze, no scratching. Sorry. anyway, the whole thing's amazing. You guys should definitely see it. MirandaSings.com for tickets and shows. That's all. That's it.
Yeah, that was great.
And these are her tester shows to see if it goes well, to see if she can do it. My mom's there with Flynn. You will not see them.
No, we're back in the back rooms. But like, well, not even backstage. We are We're out in the green room.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her performance time is Flynn's bedtime.
Yeah.
So my mom hasn't actually gotten to see the show.
No, actually, I saw them rehearsing it quite a few times the house.
But it's a different thing when you see the audience. Like, I saw a girl's jaw literally drop.
And I saw Soundstay when we do sound check.
Okay.
I got to see part of that.
Okay.
With little earphones on.
We'll have
Flynn.
To fly Dad out so he can watch the baby so you can watch the show at one point.
No, he'll try to sneak out.
He will. Oh, he's so proud. All of us are constantly trying to watch it. All right. Okay. So.
Moving on. We could talk about that all day.
All right. Oh, on a sad note. So, topless photos of Iggy Azalea were leaked.
What?
Okay.
You acted sad.
Well, this is.
On a sad note, there was topless.
Yes. Iggy Azalea had topless photos of her leaked. That is sad. Thank you. Keep up, Mom.
Hey, I just woke up.
That's true.
It was a long night.
It is 11:50.
I won't even tell you when I went to bed. So
anyway, Iggy did this photo shoot a while back, and she did it with I think it was GQ magazine, where she's seen a lot of pictures where women are topless, but they cover themselves in some way. And she's always thought that was really well done and really tasteful. So she did some of those pictures, but she also did it where she wasn't covering herself because she thought this was like a very established magazine that wouldn't leak the photos, but she wanted to see what it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
So she did a few shots where she was bare chested.
Yeah.
And she immediately was like, we're not posting these anywhere. They're like, of course we won't post these. And so they posted pictures she did approve where she was covered. And then that was a few months ago. Uh-huh. And then this last week, someone leaked the topless photos. She deleted her accounts because she couldn't handle the gross things that guys were saying. And some people were like, she shouldn't be mad. We're all saying she looks hot. But they were being so grotesque. And people were like, I don't get it. She posts pictures of her butt all the time. And she posed for this. That is people not understanding consent.
Yeah.
There is a difference when you walk in on a girl changing and she's in her underwear and bra than when she's at the beach in a bikini. Like, there's a thing. There's a consent. There's this, I allow you to see this versus I didn't want you to see this.
Yeah.
And so she posted explaining what happened and how she's like, she's obviously going to find out who leaked it and sue the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really gross, all the things that they were saying. Like, and people were like, I don't get it. We're all saying she's hot.
You weren't meant to see those photos.
And you guys were treating her as like she like it was like she was just an object for you to goggle at.
Yeah.
And it was just not what she wanted. And she never wanted you to see those. Yeah. So it's a consent thing, you dickheads. All right. So that's all. Blaze, stop licking yourself. I'm sure they can't hear it, but I can hear it. Don't eat. Oh, he's eating a blanket. Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, you did.
You got that. I found something out, and I'm going to do it on your phone for you, Mom.
Okay.
But not right now. We'll do it after.
Oh, okay.
You can block ad tracking on your iPhone.
Yes! Thank you.
So you'll still get ads, but they won't be targeted on what you've searched. So you can...
But sometimes I kind of like that.
I know. Like, I was going to do it.
I'm like, well, wait a minute. Now I'm going to get random things that I don't care about.
I know.
So but maybe it'll save me money.
Exactly. Well, no, now you feel like you have a little bit more privacy.
I don't feel private on my phone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, I will say, last week I was like, I want to do a video where I test all of those. You know how you see ads for like shoes made out of wool, indestructible shoes,
yeah,
cotton shoes that are completely water resistant. I wanted to buy all those.
Yeah.
So I literally searched shoes, like cool shoes, gear shoes, blah, blah, blah shoes. So I would get ads so I could purchase all those shoes for a video. I have purchased them all. I will do the video. I'm one pair in. But I turned the ad tracking off after I did that.
Gotcha.
But like sometimes you need it.
Yeah.
When you're like trying to find something. But I'm going to keep mine off just because I want to feel a little bit more private.
Yeah, I think I will too.
And Matt gets mad because I know when he searches for something, I'm like, are you looking at this type of car? He's like, what? How'd you know? I was like, I got an ad for it.
Yeah.
And he says that loud. So I've turned it off on my phone. I don't think you can turn it off on your computer that I know of, but it's called ad tracking. So what you do is you go on your iPhone, you go to privacy, go to advertising, it's at the bottom, and then click the limit ad tracking thing. That's as simple as it is. And they don't, no one has advertised this. No, the iPhone doesn't, like...
There's so many things iPhones do that we don't know. And you're like, what the heck? I've had an iPhone for X amount of years.
Yes.
And how did I not know this?
They don't explain anything.
Like, the space bar lets you go to where you were instead of the back arrow. I couldn't remember what that was called, so I was showing you.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that we didn't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you can turn off ad tracking, so maybe you won't get ads for things we talk about on our podcast. Because people talk about that all the time. They're like, you talked about this on the podcast, and now I'm getting ads for it.
Really?
I don't know if that, I mean, it could just be like, you know, when you buy a new car, you start seeing that car everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
You study one thing, you start seeing it everywhere. It could be that. But also, it could be ad tracking. That's all. GoGo, which if you don't know is an internet thing usually on planes. Have you ever gotten internet on a plane? I always get internet on a plane.
No, it costs money.
Yeah. I always buy it.
I play solitaire on the plane.
I can't, even if it's like an hour flight, I'm like, I could be missing something very important.
Well, that is your life.
It is. I do put it on my business card every time. Okay. So GoGo is trying to develop a 5G network for planes. Mm. And I'm really hoping they succeed because I really want to stream Netflix when I'm on a flight.
Yes.
That is all I want to do. And Netflix or Hulu, but like when I'm on the flight, they have the worst movies and TV shows.
They do.
They only have like 3 episodes from Friends or like 3 episodes from like the
Big
Bang Theory.
But you've seen them all anyway.
I know, but I'm like, come on. So I hate that. And I run out of lives on Candy Crush and it's a whole thing.
Yes.
So if I could just stream Netflix. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Great. I would love that. So I hope they get away with that and do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Uber is planning on deactivating riders with a below average rating.
Good. Well, I've heard some horror stories.
Of the riders?
Oh, riders. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant drivers.
No, not drivers.
Well, maybe now they're trying to protect drivers, too.
Yes, that's what they're trying to do.
Because there are some pretty...
Yes. You know, people who throw up or are drunk or yell or racist or homophobic. You know, there's bad people in the world and they're just allowed to ride no matter what. What I was thinking about it, it's like, it could be good, it could be bad.
Yeah.
Because drivers now have more power, so they might be more of... dickheads. And also I was thinking, as a woman's standpoint, I've never had to put up with the flirting. I've never had to. I can just shut it down because I don't nothing's good. Yeah. Whatever. I'm scared now that girls are gonna feel like they have to be nice and like put up
to
with
get
that,
a higher
to make sure they don't get their Ubers taken away from them. You know, and I feel like there's just gonna be kind of more fights. I don't know. I'm glad that they I feel like it could be helpful for the really big, bad riders that the drivers need to like be like, they can't, this is bad. But there's a lot of times when I report a driver who is like clearly shouldn't be driving. And they're like, we'll make sure he doesn't pick you up again. I'm like, no, make sure he doesn't pick
anybody
up again.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much Uber's going to like enforce it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, they have a thing that says that if they get, if drivers get under a certain, like I think it's like, under 4 stars or whatever, they get fired. But I don't know. I've never heard of an Uber driver actually getting fired. So I don't know. I think it all just might be a big bluff. I think it might be a bluff.
I don't know.
Could be good, could be bad. I hope it's for the best, obviously, because that's what they're trying for. Mom, have you seen the argument on the internet where people are debating where washers and dryers should be?
No.
Okay. So as someone who has traveled the world, I noticed that in Europe, they usually put the washers and dryers in the kitchens or in the bathrooms. And in America, we usually put it either in like a hall closet or the garage or its own laundry room. The internet just now discovered that in the States, we do it different than Europe.
Oh.
So now everyone's in a kerfuffle and everyone's mad about it because we get mad about the weirdest things.
I have a kerfuffle.
What?
I don't like it how they design the house that we rent because you have to go out the front door where all the world can see you in your skivvies. Okay, but
Why are you in your skivvies?
No, because you know how you go, I put that in the dryer.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put on another pair of clothes, dirty those up, to go out the front door, up the garage door.
Washer and dryer in the garage, and she doesn't have a door from the garage to the house.
Who makes a house with a garage that doesn't attach to go walk into your house?
It was built a long time ago, Mom.
Come on, I was built a long time ago.
Do you have a door from your garage?
As soon as I said that, I went, okay, wait, don't even go there.
I don't know where you were going with that one. Yeah, so that is, I have a laundry room.
Yeah.
I've
You have a laundry hall.
I have a laundry hall. Yes. It is the hall between the garage and the kitchen.
And most of the laundry rooms are just little, small little closet type things.
Yeah, they're small little closets.
Yeah.
I don't know why the world is so upset about this. Everyone's like, you shouldn't wash your clothes where you cook your food.
Well,
why
I wouldn't
want
to wash my clothes where I poo and stink.
Yeah. Well,
in the bathroom.
Yeah, but actually, I was thinking the bathroom is a genius idea because imagine just getting out of the shower and pulling your stuff straight out of the dryer.
That smells like...
Your poop smell goes away. Are you pooping, getting in the shower, and then taking your clothes out in wafting them in
the
poop smell?
But how do you do that? Because you have to air dry some things. Then they're hanging in the wet, muggy bathroom. I would not want it in the bathroom. I'm not opposed to
people having it. Who says you have to hang them in the bathroom?
Because that's where my
you are already
whole thing
wait
is.
Pause. You my mom hang dries a lot of clothes, and she hang dries them in her bathroom.
But it I know when.
So wait. So how is your argument valid here?
Because I could have more information for you, but that would just be disgusting.
No, wait. You're saying you wouldn't because want your... Pause. You're saying you wouldn't want your washer and dryer in your bathroom.
Right.
Because what if you wanted to hang dry something and you needed to poop and the poop smell would get on the stuff that's hang drying? You already hang dry in your bathroom. And I know for a fact, because you leave the door open when you go to the bathroom, that you have pooped while things are hanging up in your bathroom.
Maybe once.
No, don't you maybe once me. So your argument
because
for not
stink.
Wanting things in
I'm
the bathroom is
I'm
completely
thinking,
invalid because you already do it.
I'm thinking man stink. I don't share a bathroom with Tim, so I don't have to have man stink in my bathroom.
You stink too, Mom.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway. No one's saying that just because the washer and dryer in there, you have to hang dry your clothes in there.
No, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I hang dry most of them in the garage.
Okay, so people can still do that.
And then I still have to
go
outside.
Also, a lot of people hang dry stuff in their backyard.
I've done that in the sunshine.
Yes. So you're getting all in a kerfuffle about nothing.
I'm in a kerfuffle about I have to go out in the front yard for all the world to see me to get my clean clothes.
I'm just saying that
we have spent 20 minutes talking about our clothes.
This is what the internet's been arguing about. Guys,
it doesn't matter.
People
as long as you don't have to go wash down by the creek, you know, you're good.
Yeah, be thankful.
Yeah.
But my laundry room is right next to my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, I don't want my washer and dryer in my kitchen. Mine is basically in the kitchen.
Pretty much.
And I think a lot of people's are.
And in the house we live in,
yeah,
still the same house, there is a hookup for your washer in the kitchen right by the kitchen counter.
I feel like everyone's just...
But we don't use
that. A little too upset about
this. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. I mean,
matter.
You're pretty... What's the word I'm looking for?
Privileged?
Blast.
Privileged.
Privilege. Just to have a washer and dryer.
Yeah. Oh, I remember having to go to laundromats.
I remember having to go to laundromat.
Ugh.
With three little kids.
Oh,
that was rough.
That sucks. So, anyway, we get clean clothes.
Yeah.
Who cares where in the house you put the freaking washer and dryer?
Yes, yes, yes.
And in Europe, their washers and dryers are in one. A lot of them. So
they make a machine that does both?
Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
That saves so much space.
I know.
What? They make such a thing?
Yes.
Amazing.
So
why do we not have these?
Because I think it doesn't do it as well, or you can't do like you can't. You know how like you'll have something in the wash, you put it in the dryer, and then you put something else in the wash, and it kind of cuts the time in half.
Oh yeah. I have like loads going all the time.
Yeah. So like I think that kind of it's a whole thing, but like I feel like it should be available to us.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it should be an option to the people in the States.
Yeah.
Because some people, if you live alone, you only have one load.
Yeah.
That would be the optimal thing.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying. Anyway, the internet's all in a kerfuffle. We just got in a kerfuffle.
We did. Silly.
You know who was in a kerfuffle on Sunday? Was
who?
Google, because they had an outage.
Yes, they did.
That took down YouTube, Gmail, and Snapchat. I didn't know Google owned Snapchat.
Neither did I.
But anyway, I only knew about it because people were complaining on Twitter, because I didn't go on the internet really on Sunday.
No, we just checked
But everyone
Twitter.
Was, yeah, that's all I do. I check Twitter and Instagram. But Twitter was complaining about it, and then also Twitter was laughing about it. But it only took down the U.S. and mainly the East Coast. There were some people complaining about it elsewhere, but like that was like the main place was the East Coast. They took 4 hours to fix.
Wow.
And apparently there was something.
That's like a lifetime.
That is a lifetime.
People who are on the internet all the time.
And there was something wrong with Google's cloud service. I don't know. But I don't trust clouds.
I don't either.
I do not use my Apple Cloud.
And they're spamming people now by the phone. Because I got a phone call the other day and it said on my phone, Apple Inc. And I answered it and it was a recorded message saying your iCloud has been, what's the word I used?
Hacked?
No, they didn't use the word. Compromised. And press 1 for help with this issue. And I went, no. And I hung up because I always do that.
Yeah.
And then I searched for Apple's phone number and called them. And he goes, oh, we've gotten calls all morning from the 805 area code that they make it look like it's us. And they get you to push the number. And then you give them the information and they try and they... Yeah.
Okay, guys. So.
So.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's scary. I hate that they could do that.
Yeah, and I since stopped using my iCloud.
My cloud always says, like, you're full. You need more storage. And I'm like, that's impossible because I don't use you.
Yep.
So, unless you're giving me zero storage in the first place, you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. The cloud business. I don't trust it. But there are a lot of YouTubers pissed because their videos...
Yeah,
didn't work or didn't reach a lot of people, which sucks because that's a lot of money. Because I'm a YouTuber, if you didn't know, when one video does bad, it kind of pulls down the rest for the next couple weeks.
Mm.
It's really, when I was sick in April, I got sick and I didn't post. And then my next video did really bad. Mm. And it took me until last week to get my videos back up to where they were view wise,
mm-hmm.
because not posting and then doing bad the next post ruined me for a literal month.
Wow.
Because that's how the analytics work. It's like, oh, they're not popular anymore. Stop putting stuff to them.
Wow.
Stop promoting them. Stop doing anything. So you could look at my like graphs. It's like doing really, really well. Didn't post. Plummet. Slow grow back up. So for people who were posting and didn't get the views, it can hurt the next few videos. And that really sucks because it's like the YouTuber didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything that they could control. It was just YouTube was down. So... That sucks. If you know anyone that posts on Sunday, go watch their video to give them like a little extra love that they need for their life, their career. Last thing I want to talk about is, oh my God, how is the internet so obsessed with SpongeBob SquarePants?
Because don't you know SpongeBob SquarePants?
Very clever little guy. I grew up watching SpongeBob SquarePants on Nickelodeon, and then the internet is obsessed with him.
Yeah,
internet. What do you mean? One of the few things.
Because I didn't like.
I watched everything. What are you talking about?
Not on Nickelodeon. I guess that was with the other kids.
Yeah.
Never mind.
I was allowed to watch ER, Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Okay.
Well, I wanted to be
Will
informed.
And Grace. I watched Monk. I watched everything.
You had a TV in your room. I didn't know what you were watching.
You guys, I don't know why you guys let me have a TV in my room.
You were the last one. It's like, beep.
My best friend across the street would come over at like 10 p.m. and we'd fall asleep watching Law and Order Special
this
Victims
teeny,
Unit.
Teeny tiny little TV in your room.
Oh, it's like... It's like a
12-inch little
TV. Everything was square back then. That's
was
what...
it even in color? Was
yes,
it was
God.
Okay.
I was at least in color.
Okay,
it's at least in color.
Thinking
Mom.
Of my childhood. Okay.
But anyway, yeah, I watched SpongeBob, but like SpongeBob is always a meme somehow. There's always, and I go back and I watch it now, and I'm like, this isn't even for children. This is for adults. And I remember when I was in like. I was a teenager. I realized that like somehow it was SpongeBob was connected to the LGBTQ+ community. And I started seeing all like those jokes geared towards that audience. And I started realizing it back then. But now I look back, I'm like, this is not a show for kids at all. And I think that's maybe why the internet's obsessed with it.
Because
it's secretly for adults. But right now there's a meme going around where someone put SpongeBob in a bunch of different. They put him in the It's a Small World After All ride, basically. Mm-hmm. And so SpongeBob is dressed up like all of the...
Oh, okay.
I feel like that ride is slightly racist. Have you been on it recently?
Not for a long time.
You go through it and it's very stereotyping each culture, which I...
But it was built way back in the 60s or something. 70s.
So it's allowed?
No, it's just that...
I know.
You know.
I know. And so like, I guess it's embracing the roots of those cultures.
Yeah.
To their very bones.
Walt meant no harm.
Yes. Wasn't he a Nazi?
What?
Didn't he hate
Stop
Jews?
It. I don't want to hear that.
He was also a smoker.
Well, A lot of good people are smokers. Yes, what are you talking about, like, Rachel?
It's just one of those things you don't think about and you find out. And you're like, really?
Well, no, I did know that because he died of, I think, lung cancer, didn't he?
Don't smoke, children. You don't want to die of lung cancer.
And my mom used that as an example for me.
There you go.
So,
anyway, so there's the SpongeBob meme, but it's a small world after all, or he's in all of those outfits. Ah. And then now people are posting that everywhere. And I don't really quite get it. There's a lot of things that goes around that means I don't get. I'm just at that age where I'm just like, this is stupidity. Okay, great. I think that's why we all like it. But that's going around. I think that SpongeBob is timeless.
Yes, he is. Your hair is really long. Sorry, it's distracting me.
I guess it's down to like my pelvis. I should get a haircut. What? I said pelvis, not groin.
No, stop. Oh, God.
Well, you're giving me weird looks. I didn't say anything weird.
You didn't say anything weird at all.
What? Tell me your thought process.
Your hair's really long.
No, but you were looked at me when I said pelvis. Like,
I was going to say it's way past your waist. But then you went down there. Okay, can we stop?
Yeah, that's all.
Good grief, that's all Rachel.
I'm out of news, but Mom, did you eat clean last week?
Oh, I ate so clean.
I don't believe you.
Fish.
Okay.
And I had chicken.
Are these in nugget form?
And
stick form?
And my car is very clean. I cleaned up after I ate.
Okay, you ate fast food all week, didn't you?
But I stayed clean.
Oh my God, Mom.
It was a stressful week.
Uh-huh. Every week's a stressful week if you let it be. Okay, this week?
No, I'm not putting that out there. I think it'll be, if I do it, I'll do it, and then I'll tell you after the fact.
Okay, there it is. Yeah. I get that. I feel like sometimes, like, I'm really into something for a really long time, and I don't tell anyone, and the second I tell people, I'm done. Because it's like, it was for me, and then I let other people in, and it ruined it. And I didn't even do anything. But just them knowing stressed me out too much, so I stopped. Like, I was learning Spanish, and then I told everyone, and I stopped. Like, I was learning Spanish for, like, 2 months straight, and then I told people, and it was done.
Yeah.
What? I don't know why. I don't have a game plan for today. Mom, do you want to play something?
As long as it's not 21 questions.
Well, it's not 21 questions. It's 20 questions.
Rod.
No, you don't have to play that. We can play the game on your phone.
Sure, let's do that. I have two of them. Which one?
All right, I'll pause this and we'll figure it out. All right, we are going to play Off Limits, the game on my mom's phone. Let's see if she can remember how to play it.
I'm waiting for the ad.
Oh, I love that we don't pay for things. Okay, and waiting. I guess now. I should have not started recording.
Oh! Okay, now I got to remember how to play this. Okay.
You're trying to make
You go there as a child.
Elementary school.
Yes! Okay, what do I do?
Slide to the left.
Okay. It's on the end of a pencil.
Eraser.
Okay. Oh, you go down the street.
You're strutting.
All in formation.
Oh, armies.
And there's...
Marching. Marching band.
And that's in a...
parade.
Yeah, okay. Oh. You're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch.
Yes. Okay. Oh, you put these on your head. Oh!
Hat, earphones.
Yeah. I'm hungry. I think I'll go...
Eat some food. Whip up some food. Cook.
Yes. We're doing so good. Oh, when you pass away...
You die. You go in the soil. You're buried. Underground. Tomb.
Grave.
Dang it. Okay. All right, my turn.
Next. We did pretty good that time.
Yeah. Start. There's an ad.
And then you have to say not now.
All right. Oh.
I'm nervous.
Oh, okay. All of us in... It's a Ballinger... Christopher's channel name, Ballinger
Family.
Yeah. When you go on Twitter, you go onto the, you log in and
you,
there's the
internet,
no,
browser,
no,
face page. Got it.
Oh, the last word you said was right. Yeah, but I live in
homepage.
This. Homepage.
Yes. Oh. Whoa.
Oh, he's
disgusting.
The opposite of
angry.
Jesus.
Devil. Satan.
Yes, devil.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared about it. It so I'm gonna do this ritual because I am
cleansing. No,
I knocked three times.
Superstition.
Yes. Oh, the house was foreclosed on, so now they're gonna have a blank, so someone else can purchase it.
Yard sale.
No,
estate sale.
No, it's not a sale. It's
auction.
Yes.
That was fun.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to some questions now that we've gotten that out of the star system.
Oh, now my heart's a racing, girl. And I woke you up.
Maybe we should start with the game.
Aye.
To get the blood flowing. Yeah, I guess we could. So. All right. Adriana asks, well, Adriana loves Little Mix. That's her full name. Asked, ketchup inside or outside the fridge?
Oh, always inside. Cold ketchup.
Well, I feel, isn't it after you open it, it has to go in the fridge? Or is that a lie you told me?
In my house, it does.
My mom has this thing where she puts everything in the fridge.
You have to.
She puts bread in the fridge.
It says right on it.
Don't put bread in the fridge, mom.
I don't right now. But after it's been bought, I don't like hard bread.
Yeah, that's why you don't put it in the fridge.
No.
You put it in the fridge, it gets hard. I put mine in the fridge. I put my ketchup in the fridge because my mom taught me that.
Because it's better. You have hot food. You're dipping your hot French fries in cold ketchup. Yum. Problem of burnt mouth solved.
Emma asks, when you lose weight, where does it go?
Hopefully far, far away. You burn the fat. The fat gets burned off.
Man, Matt and my friend Kelly have explained this to me. It's you pee it out? You sweat it out?
Just as long as it gets out, who cares?
I don't know. It goes away. But those fat cells are never go away. They just shrink. Mm. So that's all. Casey asks, what's your opinion on tan lines? Should they be avoided or are they a badge of honor?
Now, in high school, I would have said a badge of honor. As an old woman, I say,
stop it.
Sunscreen, please.
I have lots of tan lines. I do not tan. I'm just outside. Smartwatch tan line is hilarious.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. I think that bathing suit, like, I'm embarrassed by my tan lines because, like, I think that I don't look nice.
Well, and girls have so many different swimsuits and shirts and things now. Yeah. That how do you get a tan line no matter what you wear. Unless you get tan with one of those little thingies.
Tan naked, mom.
Pretty much.
So, I don't think it's something that should. It's not a.
It doesn't matter.
It, like, if you're tanning,
you do you, girl.
Yeah, just
boy. Whatever.
Wear
you want.
Your sunscreen.
Please put on the sunscreen.
I accidentally get tan lines, and I'm not gonna really like change my lifestyle about that.
No,
that's all. And it is kind of funny to be like, look how white I actually am if I don't get any sun. Battle Bensi says Gwen or asks Gwen, are your chickens scared of thunder?
No.
They're not?
Well, you know what? I do not know. Because in Santa Barbara, it usually doesn't thunder much in the day or when I've been there during the day.
And you only see them in the day.
Yeah, because at night they're in there.
So they may be.
They may be.
Was there nothing
I should go out there and go, it's okay, chickens. In the next thunderstorm.
There you go. Do that, Mom.
Poor chickens. Oh, that's made me think.
Ah, there you go.
My poor babies.
Emily asks, have you heard Miley's new album yet? Miley Cyrus came out with a new album. I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet, but I've seen the promo.
I know she
for
is
it.
Coming, or yes. She came, or something like that.
Yes.
I haven't listened to it. I haven't heard a song from it, which leads me to believe it's not a bop. But I love Miley, so I'm hoping it's a bop. So I will.
I heard about one song about, they think it's about her husband.
Ooh.
How sweet he is.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll listen to it. I just haven't gotten around to it. It came out like a day or two ago. Right. So we'll get there. We'll get there.
We've been busy.
And then Colleen asks, not your daughter, have you ever seen a ghost or had a paranormal experience?
I have felt evil presence in the same room that I'm in. That's all I can say about that.
I've felt the energy of a room that's off, but I've never seen a ghost or had a paranormal experience.
No.
I've just felt like, oh, this place, I don't like the vibe.
Yeah, and I
leave. But like, that's it. I know a lot of people have those stories, but I think it's like you really want to have those stories to have those stories. So that's all. All right. That's it. That's all I have for today. Those are all the questions, all the news. I felt like the internet was pretty non-tea spilling this week.
Well, part of it was offline.
That's true.
For 4 hours.
That's true.
That's a big chunk.
I do know that Tana got a matching tattoo with Jake Paul.
Oh, it continues.
They're still going strong. I don't quite know what's happening. that's still a thing, though.
Get your tickets to MirandaSings.com.
Watch her special.
Watch it on June 4th.
Does it come out at midnight? What does it
come out? Don't know. Let's just sit in front of Netflix all day and wait for it to show up.
Sounds like a plan to me. That's what I normally do, watching my Grey's Anatomy. JoJo's still on tour.
Yeah, she is.
Those are the only people I have to shout out. So that's it, guys. We love you so much. Mom, do you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.